That's right. We had real cold weathers back then. You know what I mean? I can remember the last snow that I remember was when I was a teenager. And it snowed so deep until it could no one get out with a car. And they took a team of mules, my father, and some men in the community of the people that worked for Canton Cotton Mills. That was when I lived on the farm. Mm-hmm. They took a team of mules and took these people that worked for Canton Cotton Mills into Canton to where they could be there to run that cotton mill because they were snowbound. Mm-hmm. They had to take a team of mules to do that. And I can remember, you know, how we used to have real deep snow and all like that. In fact, in this home where I was raised there in the country, we used to melt snow a lot of times in the wintertime to wash with in a great old big iron wash pot. Mm-hmm. Because that snow would make your clothes real white.
Would it?
Yes, that would make it real white. We would take and melt that. I don't know. I just don't know, but we took that, and instead of having to draw it out of a deep well, you know, we'd take that snow and melt it. And
I didn't realize it snowed so much in this area.
Well, now, we used to have some great big snows. I remember my daughter-in-law came from South Georgia here before she and my son was married in 70. She came up here to visit us several times, you know, and she had never seen in real a real lot of snow, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She had seen it spit snow or something like that, maybe, and she never had been nowhere but South Georgia, really. And the first time she came up here, it came a little snow. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband worked for the post office department in Atlanta, and he didn't get in until about 11 o'clock at night. And when he came in at 11 o'clock, she had her snowballs ready to snowball him. And they had a snowball right at 11 o'clock. And she was just thrilled to death.
I know she was.
She just had a fit over that snow.
Oh, God.
And since she and my son married, they live in Camellia now, you know, and they have some snow up there. She really does like this cold weather. It was surprising to me that she liked this bitter cold weather according to the warmth that she had in South Georgia. It did surprise me, but she likes country folks, and she likes these mountains in the summer times, mm-hmm. and she likes this cold weather in the winter time.
Well, going back to this, your house, did y'all had a fireplace? Is that where you burned the coal?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, this fireplace is where I was when I was just a small child. I was in a cotton mill village, you know what I mean? Then when I got older, of course, Daddy came on up in the world, and we could, you know, go out into the farm. And in this farmhouse where I was raised, I guess it would take, they're not any telling, probably two or three loads of wood, big long wood that we could bring in and put in this big old fireplace in the dining room and kitchen area. Mm-hmm. And we sit in this kitchen area. That was our den, so-called den now, you know. We sit in that area up close to the fireplace, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, my daddy could really build some roaring fires. You just have to push back, burn on one side, freeze on the other. You know what I mean? But it is wonderful. We sat there and we'd pop popcorn in the wintertime, you know, that open fire. And I can remember my mother cooking some in those little iron pots, you know, that sit on legs. And then she had the iron pot that hang in the inside of the fireplace, you know, where she would boil stuff. But I can remember she used to cook on that. She would put bread in that little oven-like thing, you know, that had a lid to it, and pull coals out here and cook that real slow. And that was the finest bread that you ever ate in your life.
I bet it was.
And sweet potatoes, I've known of her to cook that on that fire, too, and that was just wonderful. Pull those ashes out, you know, and just wash those potatoes and put them in there in the skin. And when you brought them out, they were just delicious. And them turnip greens and them dumplings tasted good in that old pot, too, that was boiled on that fire.
Well,